Welcome to The Art of Construction, the podcast dedicated to helping you grow your business. Together, we'll explore the world of construction with some of the best minds of the industry. Your host, Devin Tilley, a micro-influencer and sometimes disruptor, will take you on a journey that will lead your business to the next level.
What's up, Art of Construction Tribe? Devin Tilley here, and today we're going to get back into that Blue Collar Warrior series, and I'm going to have the baton passed where we're working with John Stambaugh, my awesome co-host, and he is going to be leading this charge. And the guests we get to have today talk about passion through social media. This person is lighting up the world when it comes to trucking. Yeah, I said it, trucking. And I said, John, we got to find out, how is this person so passionate about something that is so critical to breaking down the silos of the art of construction, moving this forward? But how is she so passionate about this? So I turn it over to you, John. Welcome back to Studio AOC. What is the main message? Who are we talking to? What's this journey we're going on today?
Thanks, Devin. I'm stoked to be here. We are talking with Amanda today. And one of the things that is so amazing about her is her energy and her passion towards what she does. And so the main message here is, how did she find logistics and trucking and all of that? And then the next question is, how do we find people like Amanda? How does a warrior get into a position to where they can use their passions and just live every day to the fullest? That's the story we're talking about here. So, Tribe, this is for you. If you're looking to move on to another realm of a career that you don't know much about, but you want to be in it and you want to be passionate, this is the story for you. And then if you own a business and you're looking for people that really push the envelope for your business, this is also the story for you. So I'm really excited about this, guys.
So what's her full name? Who are we talking with today?
We got Amanda Alexander. She's with Stream Logistics. And watching, like you said earlier, watching her and the way she pushes her passions out about the logistics industry that she's in is just something special. You don't see that a whole lot. You see a lot of stuff out there on the social media realm, but there's just something special about her. And I think you're going to get to hear it here.
Hey, I'm a big fan of logistics
because
it is the secret sauce of makes this industry turn and burn and make it work. What an honor. John, let's do this, huh?
Let's do it. All right, Amanda, this is the speed round. Let's get to know you. What is your favorite beverage?
Oh, gosh. Okay. I guess I'll have to say an iced Americano. You know, who doesn't love coffee? And I also do like to support local coffee shops. So I want to give a big shout out to Bergie's Coffee Roast House in downtown Gilbert. They're my favorite coffee shop.
Awesome. That sounds delicious. And next question, what is the favorite place that you've traveled?
This is easy. Alaska.
Sweet. Do you have a story about that?
Oh, man. Which one do I want to tell? So, yeah, no, actually, it was the summer of 2011. I took a camp leadership class and ended up getting connected with the Girl Scouts of Alaska up there and spent 4 months, you know, living in the woods in a platform tent. It was one of the most remarkable experiences of my life. And, you know, I just have so many wonderful memories of my time there. And I love Alaska so much. It's just near and dear to my heart.
That's awesome. That sounds like an amazing trip. What is your favorite hobby or interest outside the construction arena we passionately call the art of construction?
So I most recently got into mountain biking. Cool. So if you're a mountain biker out there, what's up? Hit me up on the trails if you see me in Phoenix, Arizona.
Very cool. Very cool. Now we're going to dive into questions. You ready?
I'm ready.
Let's do this. What is a story that led you to being in the client relations superstar for Stream Logistics? How did you get there?
Wow. How did I get here? So I'm going to go back to high school. You know, basically I'm from rural Illinois, a small little town, less than 1,000 people. And, you know, stemming back to high school, it's just small town, right? So education was mediocre at best. I really didn't have a lot of guidance, I would say, going into high school, as far as just like, hey, what do you want to do? with your life, which is a question that you basically get when you get to your senior year, junior, senior year of high school. And, you know, I was an AB student, but I will have to say, I want, you know, the warriors to know out there who are listening to this podcast that I had to try really hard just to be an average student. So if you're one of those people out there, you know, just know that you're not alone if you have to try really hard to be average, and that's okay. So high school was great. However, you know, again, I just really didn't have a lot of guidance. So I was grateful and privileged enough to get into college. You know, I was able to get a good degree there, but I still didn't know what I wanted to do after college. So even though I did have a degree, it's actually in hospitality management. I ended up taking a series of different jobs, you know, as one would do after you just explore. I kept an open mind as to what opportunities were out there. My first job out of college was running a senior center. I have a lot of stories about that. So feel free to ask me about my time as a senior center director. After that, I worked as a communications assistant at a local tourism agency. Mm-hmm. After that, I worked for a nonprofit organization that helped reduce substance abuse among youth. And cool. Then that transitioned me over to juvenile court services because that was grant funded. And after the grant ended, just connected with a lot of folks, ended up in juvenile court. And, you know, at that time, I still hadn't like pressed my finger on exactly what my passion was. Although I can tell you what I did learn from this, like all of this experience was, you know, being able to connect with people, helping people is my passion. And then eventually that is what led me to, you know, so after juvenile court services, I just stayed involved in my community and started networking. And then that is what ultimately got me to Stream Logistics. And, you know, and this is where I found my tribe. So that's I'm awesome. Officially here. It took me, you know, at 30 years old is when I took this job in logistics, and I'm proud of my story. I'm proud of my journey. And, you know, I learned a lot from that time. It's been a long time. It's been a long time coming, but so happy to be here and just tell you guys a little bit more about my story.
That's so cool. You know, you hit something on the head there for me that I really appreciated what you're saying is I really like working with people and helping people. At the end of the day, Tribe, we are in every business we're in, whatever trade you're in, you are in the people business. And so I think that that's something that really shines to your story and what we're talking about here today. Next question for you. How did you find logistics, or did it kind of find you?
So, you know, yeah, I, going back to what I said earlier, I've always kept an open mind. The jobs that I've had, I've given it 110% at every job that I've had, but I've also just let the universe work its magic. So logistics ultimately ended up finding me, but I was also reaching out for all the stars and waiting to see, you know, what connected and aligned with my values and really what I wanted out of a career.
That's awesome. An open mind is an amazing tool.
All right. So at the beginning, I talked a little bit about how trucking or logistics, or this word of like making stuff happen, of moving the parts and the services of the industry. When you think about the construction industry as a whole, what do you see as one of the largest challenges? And I'm assuming what you do may fit into this a little bit with the Blue Collar Warrior series.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, first thing is definitely the labor shortage. And this is across all spectrums, but of course, from a logistics perspective, we're seeing a driver shortage. We're seeing a labor shortage across the supply chain in general. We're also seeing labor shortages in the shops after talking to all the factories. So, but a big one for us is obviously enticing our young warriors to embrace the skill of truck driving, you know.
That's super cool. You know, we struggle with that on a daily basis as well. That kind of leads us into this next question. As the world's changing and we see technologies come and go, some of them stick around and some of them don't. What do you think the lessons that we're learning from some of these technologies are gonna stand the test of time? Do you think there's anything that we're learning outside of all these programs and stuff that we're using that's going to stick through and help us?
You know, I think what's going to stick through the test of time is just, you know, the value of communication. You know, not, I just think it's going to be really hard, even though I am an advocate for advanced technology. I believe that what's always going to stick around is just, you know, that person-to-person conversation, picking up the phone, having a conversation, building relationships, you know, and never losing touch of that, the human aspect of it.
That is so true. And here we are today having our podcast and using all this technology to have this conversation and build our relationships. It's really, really cool. So I like that a lot.
So stepping up a little bit and talking about how other shows all tie together, this makes me think about the show we just released, show 246, titled Dig a Little Deeper. And what's been really fun through this evolution, where we talked with Tyler Campbell, who runs the Construction Brothers podcast, which is a super cool podcast, and all of us podcasters are working together. And he talks about that very thing, and that's the whole podcast, about how we're all into these construction techs and all these cool stuff that can assist, but it's all about the relationships. And you have to be able to use social media in today's world to still have meaningful relationships. So that podcast, I thought a lot about teeing up this podcast when I was talking with Tyler. And I think back of the journey that we went on of seven times for the first time. And what I mean by that, I've talked a lot about that on the podcast over the years. And Tribe, you know, we talked about how average in this, but passion and consistency is always going to win. And the story I have to tell about Amanda is that it was probably a year plus ago that she started hitting us up on the message board, and she started talking with us and liking what the Art of Construction Tribe was doing on social media. And I raised my hand, and that's why I'm so passionate about this Blue Collar Warriors podcast, is that everybody wants to be heard, but one of my least favorite words in the English dictionary is busy. And everybody says I'm too busy, right? And the actual truth of that is you only have so much time and money to do it all, right? And so you have to just keep consistently and not be an a-hole and not being a pain in the, you know what. Aunt Amanda was just professional and was a fan. And this was not an overnight thing. And when we were teeing this up, my marketing director, Scott, said, man, I remember, and she's memorable. So as we deal with these changing normals, what do you think we have to do to set proper expectations as we move forward, as you, as a customer, and now we release this podcast, for me to be honorable, say, Amanda is one of our leaders of the tribe. Does that make sense? And talk through the new normal in setting expectations for customers, which is a different thing.
So, yeah, you know, I would say for us, as we deal with changing normals, you know, how does Stream, you know, I can speak on how Stream sets, you know, our expectations with our customers. Is the first thing we do is, you know, we pick up the phone, we understand the role of who it is we're speaking with, and really try to identify what challenges they're having in regards to logistics, and how they identify a successful project. It's all in the details. So, you know, when we're getting ready to help out a client with their business, it's all about understanding, again, what their challenges are and what we can do to make the process better, to make it seamless, and to take the entire logistics piece off of their hands. This is our job, our expertise. This is our passion, to make their projects run as flawless as possible. One of the biggest bottlenecks that we're seeing in the industry is the logistics piece. So we're excited about the challenges that our customers bring to us and coming up with creative solutions for them.
So can you tell us a little bit more about the Stream Logistics business model and what you're all about?
Yes, absolutely. So, you know, here at Stream, the foundation of Stream was really built on quality customer service. We were seeing a lack of that, or at least our owners at the time, back in 2012 when Stream was established, there was a desperate need for just better quality customer service. So I would say that that is the backbone of our company. And, you know, it's been an evolution for Stream. We started off doing a little bit of everything, a little bit of LTL, a little bit of dock to dock, a little bit of truckload here and there. And then as time progressed, what we learned over time was, you know, finding that value alignment with our customers and what did they appreciate about us. And it was really the service that we had to offer. So over time, we are now solely 100% focused on full truckload, and more specifically serving the modular and offsite construction community. We're seeing a need for logistics in those projects, and we're very proud of, you know, we're very proud to be the preferred logistics partner in the modular and offsite community right now. So that's something I just want to, you know, put our hat on and thank our customers who are giving us this business and valuing what we have to bring to the table for logistics.
And I want to talk a little bit about the evolution of business. And I appreciate you talking about how you went out and did all these different things around trucking and logistics to really understand the lay of the land, right? And that's the evolution of a business, right? And typically we're talking with the origin or the founder story, and then we're going into talking about the people like Amanda that make their business work. And I said, let's flip that all the way around. Let's first talk about the people that make it work. But I think about show 235 titled Robots and Rebar, and that whole podcast was about how before they just had robots tying rebar, they went out and built a whole traditional rebar factory. And it's a fascinating thing because the team there, led by Daniel Blank, he's a marketing guy, but he went out and built a rebar traditional factory before they added robots to it. And we have a podcast that either is going to be released right around this titled talking about how robots work with humans. And it's fascinating about how you have to go out and understand the lay of the land before you really find your why and get into the riches and the niches. And that's really how Amanda became a very credible person in the offsite and onsite of having those conversations and really adding value when you had those conversations. So can you talk a little bit more about the evolution? And then John, as our student of the game, learning about how to the evolution of business, how did it end up being focusing on sending offsite construction or modular or a lot of different terms out there that we like to use the word system built with everything that we talk about when you get into moving stuff?
Yeah. So, you know, I would say, I mean, being quite honest, we really started to dive into the modular world or systems built, as you say it, you know, a couple of years ago. We started to see that this was a community of itself, and modular building has been around for a long, long time, but it's only recently become mainstream. So knowing that we offer the service that we offer, our strength on the full truckload side of business, and having access to quality carriers who understand the nature of these types of transports, you know, we saw a fit. And as we started to introduce ourselves into the industry, into the community, you know, again, that value alignment was there, speaking with these modular factories, be it 2D panelized system folks, full 3D volumetric building. You know, they need some of these factories are running into tight capacity issues. You know, as logistics is evolving as an industry, you know, some of these factories are starting to see the benefit of using a tractor trailer model, which is what we offer. And just that freedom and flexibility of, you know, having access to a broader network. That's one of the benefits of working with the tractor trailer models. And that's really where we shine and bring our value. But more than that is just having, you know, everything we do behind the scenes. Our team, every project we manage, we go after project-based, you know, freight, which is a lot of the modular and offsite construction. And we assign an entire team behind these projects. So you've got myself as a point of contact. You've got an entire service team to oversee your entire project. I think it's pretty rare for logistics companies. I don't know of any who are doing what we're doing, using the advanced technology that we do to make sure these projects are executed flawlessly through advanced technology. I can get into a little bit more of what we're using with our technology, if that's something you're interested in, just some of our tools, what we're bringing to the industry, and how we're exceeding expectations for our customers.
I think it's really fascinating that you are bringing the technology into play. So it would be good to hear a little bit more about that. And then two, what you're saying is finding that team and kind of circling back to what we talked about at the beginning, you know, putting that team together and being a part of that team and bringing those passions to align into the industry is just so powerful. So yeah, why don't you talk a little bit more about some of the technologies?
Yeah. So super excited to talk about our digital proposals. And really what this is, you know, once we learn about the project, once we have all the details, and we've spoken with carriers, we'll put together a digital proposal for the client that they can then present to either their customer. They could submit it for their bids, whatever it is they might need it for. But really, it's a link, and you can share it among, you know, whoever is involved in the project. It's one link, and it has live GPS tracking on it when the project does kick off. You know, it also includes, it'll take you to our digital portal, which clients can enter in as they know what shipments are coming on in the next week or month, whatever the case may be. They can go ahead and start entering in what they need and start lining up those shipments. And then also, it just includes our plan of execution. Now, this is a per project basis, depending on the project. You know, if it's requested, we can go out and conduct site surveys. So we'll go boots on the ground, we'll meet your crew. We want to shake hands with the project managers, the field managers, the site superintendents, you know, and go assess the actual job site before it launches, so that we make sure we can mitigate any risks involved with the logistics piece before the project kicks off. And these are all things that we'll include in our digital proposal, again, that our customers can, you know, so that they know that Stream Logistics, wow, they have a whole plan before this project even starts. So that's something really cool that we offer. Again, I know the live GPS tracking is a big hit on that. And we also just recently made a modular dimension calculator, which is really cool. And I'll be sure to share that with you folks so that you can pass along to our listeners here. And that tool, it's really cool. We just launched it. It kind of tells you, it helps clients and customers gauge how difficult or not difficult their modules are going to be to move over the road. So that's something also that we recently launched that's pretty cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and we'll make sure to put all that information in the show notes and links to their website. When they talk about, I love how they talk about high stakes freight versus routine freight. And I think a lot of people just take this stuff for granted, right? But as we're figuring out, there's so such a lack of the trades and drivers and things to do when it comes to these high stakes freight. There's a lot of high stakes involved, right? And when you're talking about moving this complicated stuff, it's cool to have those tools. So we'll make sure we put those in the show notes. But here's the part that when John and I got launching this Blue Collar Warriors, like, we have to have something that's all about lessons learned. And for the people that haven't listened to the other Blue Collar Warriors podcast, John, kind of talk about the whole passion and how and why it was called our Forge story. And boy, we have a treat for you. So I'm going to sit back and enjoy with the rest of the Art of Construction tribe.
Awesome. Thanks, Devin. Yeah, the Forge story is something that we really, this is the whole why behind it. You know, we all go through major struggles in our careers, our lives, and all those blend together to give us an education and a platform to where we can learn from. And the point behind the Forge story here is for us to share those troublesome, painful stories and hard lessons learned so that the rest of the tribe can hear them and learn from them too, and maybe not have to go through quite as much as some of the stuff that we did. So Amanda, this is your time to shine here, because a Forge story may not be something where it was a huge painful thing, but it may be something that had taken a you know, a massive amount of learning or struggles or something along those lines. So with that said, what is your Forge story?
Well, thank you, John. Thank you for allowing me to share my story with our young warriors, because that's really why I wanted to come on here. And that's why I've been a fan of the show the minute I found out about you guys, because, you know, as a young person, I just really didn't have a lot of guidance and I didn't know what I wanted to do for the longest time in regards to a career. And, you know, my biggest, you know, if I were to give my younger self advice, it would be, don't compare yourself to others, because, you know, everybody is on a different path. Everybody is on a different journey, has a different background, has different circumstances. So again, within, especially this stems back to right after high school, I just felt like a lot of my friends, they knew what they wanted to do. They got onto college, they got that perfect job. Everything just seemed to fall into place. And that really wasn't the case for me. I am so grateful for where I'm at. And I wouldn't take anything back with what I've learned along my journey. Every job that I've had leading up to being here at Stream Logistics has taught me compassion and empathy. And really my passion, what I've discovered through this journey, was I just love helping people. And, you know, but it was a long road. You know, I had several jobs leading up to this one. I had my hand in this, I had my hand in that. I had the hardest time trying to pinpoint what it was I was really good at. So for my listeners, for my warriors out there, wherever you're at in life right now, it is okay not to know what you're good at right now. It's okay not to know what you want to do, especially at such young ages. I just think it's crazy how our society puts that pressure on us, you know, in high school to decide what we want to do the rest of our lives. It's, you know, life is a marathon, not a race. So be gentle on yourself. You know, some more advice that I want to offer out is, you know, take some time to have conversations with, you know, the folks that have been in the industry a long time. Find something that you like, something that intrigues you, inspires you, something you think you're interested in, perhaps what you think your craft might be in life, and have a conversation with those older folks, specifically senior citizens. You know, when I was director at a senior center, some of my most memorable moments were just sitting and listening to their stories, the wisdom that they shared with me that now I am trying to pass on to you of, you know, everything is going to be okay. And, you know, don't lose faith in yourself. You are worthy of success, no matter who you are, no matter what your background is, it's all going to work out. But in order for that to work out, you have to believe in yourself along the way. You have to want that success and be willing to, you know, go through the trenches to get there. And, you know, those are some of my lessons of just don't compare yourself to others. It's so easy to do with social media and, you know, mainly that, but just, you know, keep your head up and know that you're not alone. You know, I've reached out to several people along my journey of trying to identify a career. And a lot of the times I felt like everybody stayed in their own lane, but I can promise you, as someone that's been in your shoes, just don't lose hope. Don't lose faith. You know, your tribe is out there. So if you're hearing this podcast, you're here, you know, reach out to John, reach out to Devin, reach out to me, you know, reach out to anybody that they've had on the show, and we're your warriors, we're your tribe.
That's awesome. It is. Every day is a school day, tribe. And it doesn't mean that you have to stay in a lane. If you have an interest, go look at it, go research it, read a book, talk to people, you know, have conversations, learn all you can learn about it. And you never know what you're going to find along the way. Because the point of life is the journey. So soak it up. That's amazing. Amanda, I was going to ask you, what is your crystal ball for the future with technology and construction?
My future ball. Okay. What I foresee in my crystal ball for construction, a couple things. So the first thing I want to say is the future is bright for the modular and offsite construction community. I foresee exponential growth. I foresee many opportunities across all spectrums from technology. If technology is your thing, if you're more of a hands-on person, that quality control and efficiency and safety, all of these factors that come along with the modular and offsite community, it is growing. So very excited to see our young folks get involved in programs that inspire them to see all the exciting creativity going on in the construction world. But also with 3D printing, I see a lot of I'm intrigued by technology with the 3D printing and what that is going to bring to the construction world as well.
Super cool. What's one thing that contractors and affiliates can use to grow their business, do you think?
You know, to grow their business, you know, I just honestly think the way I want to answer that question is networking. You know, again, never lose sight of the value of connecting with people. Even if you don't know if that fits your line of business, it never hurts to network and meet somebody new and have those conversations. So I would say for contractors and affiliates to grow their business, like continue to get yourself out there, you know, embrace technology, embrace, you know, going to events and meeting others and, you know, shaking hands.
Awesome. Well said. Well said. Well, Amanda, thank you so much for sharing your story with us today. Super intriguing. And we just love your energy and everything you're doing with Stream Logistics. And super honored to have you on with us. So thank you so much from the Art of Construction Tribe.
Thank you, John. Thank you, Devin.
As I just recorded 250 some podcasts and they all get weaved and work together, what a great podcast as we just finished the 250th podcast where we brought back in legend of the modular world and Audrey Grubesic, who I did 20 podcasts going to school of modular, that we called it System Build Lifestyle. And why did I call it that? I don't know why I called it that, except you can go listen to the story of why I called it that on episode 250. And I tell you that on this podcast is that because you don't know what you don't know. And man, we can be jaded about what you think you know. And so it's such a cool evolution of like zooming out and zooming in. It's all about good people and trucking. And we don't know the future of self-driving vehicles, right? That's a shiny object in the news. But there's a big machine there and a lot of things that have to happen. And it's always about the people, whether they're behind the wheel, controlling it from the Stream Logistics office, right? And so I love how her passion's about the when she talked about the senior living and the, you know, the nonprofit, and it all come back to helping people. And I think that's really above that is why are you a leader of the tribe in the art of construction is shelter. Because people have to have shelter, right? And that's when we talk about the art of construction is about building better buildings, but it's the people that make that work. And so it's really an honor for me to come into these podcasts and hear John, you and her talking about, and I'll let you close this thing out. But my stance on this is that we have built a systems built community to help build better buildings and live our lifestyle that we want to do. And the story, I kind of alluded this during the podcast. And the part is that Amanda talked about this. And at the end of the day, tribe, if you don't believe in you, you cannot believe in anyone else. And Amanda believes in Amanda. And I'm so proud of her about how she just kept pushing and kept reaching out. But she was never salesy. She was never out of the box. She's just a leader of the tribe. And what that does is it really brings you all together. And I could not agree more about this is the greatest time to be in construction because for 100 years, we've been talking about the same old crap, but we actually have technology and infrastructure, and we have this next wave of people that have not just always done it this way. So I totally agree with Amanda that the future is bright when it comes to offsite. And all those sectors, and there's so many sectors that come along with that, and it's not just building boxes that we call systems built and volumetric and modular forward and all these things that go listen to all the podcasts we've been talking about. If you're into HR, there's so many safety jobs. If you're into logistics or trucking like Amanda, there's so many things around that. And if you're into tech, oh my goodness, do we need help in this field, right? So it all comes back to that. And at the end of the day, John, you've never given up, right?
That's
this
right.
Podcast has not been easy for you to come into with all the other stuff. So I'll let you close it up because you'll never give up.
No, sir. It's always about learning and it's always about pushing. And if you get knocked down, stand up, dust yourself off, and go right back after it. It's about the people. It's about the tribe. It's about the lessons you learn along the way. And what we learned today from Amanda was just amazing in that it's the people. It's the team. It's finding your tribe. It's expanding your tribe. It's helping each other do their jobs, learn their jobs, learn your job, teach your job. There's a lot of people out there looking for education, and there's a lot of people that have a ton of knowledge. So warriors, if you're out there and you're one of those people that has that knowledge, you should spread it and be proud to spread it. Teach the things that you've learned. That is the platform that we've got here for you. And I couldn't be more honored to be on it.
Awesome. Well, if you're a warrior that wants to share your story, reach out in the message board and crush it out there. Thanks, Amanda.
Thank you Bye. So much, guys. Great chatting with you.